This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day and a great nation, despite the fact that there are new figures on child poverty and median income that show very bad news, it would seem. And they trace that bad news to the end of pandemic benefits. Child poverty in the United States more than doubled, and median household income declined last year when coronavirus pandemic-era government benefits expired and inflation kept rising. That, according to figures released last evening by the U.S. Census Bureau. At the same time, the official poverty rate for black Americans dropped to its lowest level in history. Okay, so what is going on exactly, and what does the future likely hold? And maybe it holds a better measure for this whole question of the poverty rate and the way we measure it. Peter Coy has written about that. He has a new column called The Unfinished Pursuit of a Better Poverty Measure. First of all, do you look at this news and these new numbers released by the Census Bureau and see bad news, good news, or a little bit of both?
Mostly bad. It's not surprising because the main reasons that the child poverty measure and the overall poverty measure went up is the expiration of programs that we knew had expired. So the expansions of the child tax credit and the earned income tax credit, we knew those had expired, as well as various pandemic assistance. All those programs went away, and sort of predictably, the supplemental poverty measure, which is the one to keep an eye on, jumped. For the first time since 2010, it went up all the way to 12.4%. Which is an increase of 4.6 percentage points, just a really a huge increase. And that's, you know, you and I can talk a little later about whether there are improvements in the supplemental poverty measure that are possible, and I think there are. But essentially, that's saying something real. That really did happen, and it really is bad news.
And that includes measuring the poverty measure, the poverty standard, with reference to the impact of inflation, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does take that into account. Now, you notice that I skipped over the official poverty measure because it's really not, even though the Census Bureau still reports it, it's pretty widely agreed that it's out of date and incomplete. That measure did not fall. That official poverty rate stayed around 11.5%. But as I say in the newsletter that you cited, that is a measure that goes back to the 1960s. It was a pioneering for its time, but it's become outmoded. So supplemental poverty measure, the one that shows a big increase, is the one to keep an eye on for now.
And right now it's gone all the way up to 12.4% of American households live in poverty.
Right, and then if you want to look at the child poverty rate, that actually doubled from 2021 to 2022, which of course the period we're talking about.
And the doubling of the child poverty rate, was that directly related to the pandemic in some way?
Yes, to the expiration of the special pandemic assistance. The child tax credit is really a very powerful tool for reducing poverty, and it did wonders during the pandemic. And then Congress kind of let it go, and the expansion of it expire, and so now we're back to having more children in poverty.
Which it sounds like if the there's a government program that has such a strong impact on child poverty. And child poverty is something that I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat or who you are.
Uh-huh.
You want a reduction of child poverty. Why
there you go.
Would,
Michael,
why
I could
would
not
they allow
more.
This to go away?
I know it costs money. We have budget deficits. Looking at places to save money, you think, well, maybe we can just allow this program to expire and go back to business as usual. So that's what we've done. We've gone back to the way things were before the pandemic. I guess the argument would be, well, you know, this was an emergency action, and now the emergency's over, so return to the way things were. But I'm not agreeing with that logic. I'm just saying that's probably what people are thinking.
It's Peter Coy, by the way, has been writing about economics and the whole impact of economics and politics for many, many years. He writes regularly for the opinion section of the New York Times. Peter, the inflation continues to decrease. And they also are reporting this from the ABC News that the gap between black and white households and the official poverty rate for black Americans dropped to its lowest levels ever. Why are those bits of good news scattered in the rather disastrous news that mostly is here regarding economic numbers?
Right. So whenever the unemployment rate is low, and it was definitely low in 2022, remains quite low, employers have to get rid of some of their prejudices, to tell the truth. They have to say people that they might have passed over before, suddenly they take a second look and realize, hey, you know, that person could be a useful employee for me, and so they hire them. And so, you know, in this country, black people still face racial discrimination. And not just that, they also maybe on average have, you know, less work experience, maybe less education than whites on average, huge numbers of exceptions. So employers are hiring them now so that when they're the differential in the employment rate goes down and the differential in the poverty rate can go down as well.
President Biden just issued a statement hours ago. He said core inflation has fallen to 2.4% over the last 3 months, the lowest level in over 2 years. But despite the drop, I know families are feeling last month's increase in gas prices. That's why lowering
yes.
costs for families from the pump to the pharmacy remains my priority. Right approach?
Well, he's right that core inflation, excluding food and energy, came down. The problem is that, you know, we don't pay just for core. We pay for everything, including food and energy. Those categories are volatile. Sometimes they'll pull the inflation rate down, and sometimes they'll push it up. In this case, they pushed it up. Now, because they're volatile, it could be that gasoline will fall again, and then we'll have good news on inflation. But Biden is, I think, right to note the progress on core.
And certainly the progress on core, fine. But the overall inflation rate, when people talk about food, you feel it immediately. Everybody goes to the market regularly.
Right.
Everybody gets gas regularly.
Right.
That's
right.
What people feel. Likely impact, if any, from these numbers
so,
on
Michael,
2024?
I know we've talked about this before, but some people immediately say, well, why do you care about core? Don't you care about everything? The reason you care about core is that it gives you a better sense of what the underlying sources of supply and demand are, getting away from idiosyncratic factors like what Russia and OPEC are up to. And so the fact that the core is gradually coming down tells you that the economy is coming into balance. There's more supply relative to demand, and that's a good thing.
a good thing from Peter Coy. You can read his most recent commentary, post our website at michaelmedved.com, talking about what's going on with Russia. An update on Putin's endorsements coming up on the Medved Show.
Her public resignation from the New York Times exposing bias and anti-Semitism shook the nation. She is the author of The Twitter Files, which exposed the orchestrated bias against conservatives in social media. On Friday, October 13th, join featured speaker Barry Weiss at Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. WPC is your voice for market-based reforms. It exposed the new so-called excise tax on capital gains as an income tax, no matter what officials call it. And while the governor and cap-and-trade advocates promised minimal to no impact on gas prices, WPC warned it would raise the tax you pay on gas by approximately 45 cents a gallon. And WPC research showed the encroachment of critical race theory in Washington's classrooms. WPC provides the insight and analysis you need to stay informed and to act. Subscribe to WPC's free weekly newsletter and support improving our state with free market principles. October 13th in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Ticket and sponsorship details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Of debate.
You're trying to stir up controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And as everybody knows, Kim Jong-un, the lovable dictator of North Korea, has made his way to Vladivostok in Russia at the other side of Siberia. near Russia's Pacific coast. Most people don't even think about Russia as being a Pacific coast power. Well, but they do have access to the Pacific, and that's right close to their border with North Korea. In any event, Kim is meeting with Putin. They especially are planning to make an arms deal. United States spokesman for the U.S. State Department, no, this is not the Space Force, says the United States will not hesitate to impose sanctions if the meeting between Putin and Kim results in weapons transfers between the two countries. Meanwhile, there is this. For years, reports the New York Times, the Russian leader has demonstrated an ability to exploit political divisions within Western nations, often by signaling to conservatives abroad that he is aligned with them in a global fight against liberal values. He is right now in Vladivostok, waiting to meet with Kim, and yesterday he spoke at the Eastern Economic Forum in Vladivostok. He appeared to make comments aimed at lending firepower to the Republican Party outcry over the prosecution of Donald Trump, who has long expressed public admiration for the Russian leader and has helped to encourage a sizable Moscow-friendly contingent within his party. The cases against Mr. Trump, who faces 91 felony counts in four jurisdictions, represent the, quote, persecution of one's political rivals for political motives, Mr. Putin said. He predicted that the entire affair would help Russia by exposing American domestic problems to the world and revealing the hypocrisy of American democracy. Given today's conditions, what is happening is good for us, in my opinion, said Putin, because it shows the rottenness of the American political system, which cannot pretend to teach democracy to others. That led the hall to erupt in a standing ovation. Mr. Trump was asked about this. He offered no public response to Mr. Putin's remarks, and his aides did not respond to requests for comment. In the United States, where Republicans are competing for their presidential nomination with Mr. Trump, several leading GOP figures rejected Mr. Putin's criticism. Well, that's a good thing. The former Vice President, Mike Pence, said America's founding principles will always stand the test of time, and Vladimir Putin's opinion of our constitutional republic holds no value in the United States. Putin should be more concerned about how quickly his military went from being the second most powerful in the world to being the second most powerful in Ukraine. Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina Republican who is a strong supporter of Mr. Trump and of American aid to Ukraine, said in an interview that the prosecutions against Mr. Trump were part of democracy. He said that some parts of the American system were being run off the rails, but that the people in charge would have to answer to voters. No one in Russia is able to even speak against Putin, Mr. Graham said, because he will kill them. And then Chris Christie said he's running against Mr. Trump for the nomination, of course. He said Mr. Putin's comments were, in effect, a vote of support for Donald Trump. It's good to see Vladimir Putin has made his endorsement official, and no surprise, he's endorsed another autocrat, said Chris Christie. This is remarkable. The controversy over Mr. Trump's seeming sympathies for the Kremlin continued well after he took office in early 2017. Throughout his term, says The Times, Mr. Trump praised Mr. Putin and during a 2018 summit in Helsinki, Finland, professed to trust the Russian leader more than his own intelligence services. Even before he was defeated for re-election, Mr. Trump clung to that stance. In January, in a post on his Truth Social website, he again suggested that he had been right to trust the Russian president more than the lowlifes, that was his phrase, in the U.S. intelligence and the FBI. Meanwhile, it does appear that at least six candidates appear to have made the cut so far for the second Republican presidential debate on September 27th. Former President Donald J. Trump, the clear front-runner in polling, did not attend the first debate. It is unclear whether Mr. Trump will take part in the second, in part because he has not signed a pledge to support the eventual nominee. What it means is if six have qualified to make the cut already, it means that there is one less participant. I believe that a departing participant could be Asa Hutchinson, who's, despite the fact that he's a very worthy guy and has held federal office and served terms in Congress and two terms as governor of Arkansas, there apparently will not be a serious Arkansas competitor in this election race as it emerges and as it develops. Meanwhile, there is more controversy about the planned prisoner swap with Iran, where we are supposed to unfreeze some $6 billion of Iraqi money. This was discussed by Jackie Heinrich on Fox News, together with John Kirby, a spokesman for the National Security Agency. And their conversation sounded like this. This is clip 17.
But didn't they also get five Iranians?
They will get five Iranians as well. Yeah, Jackie.
Then why did we need to add $6 billion on top of that?
This is the deal that we were able to strike to secure the release of five Americans.
Okay, I think it's because Americans care more about our citizens being imprisoned in their prisons than Iranians really care about their citizens being imprisoned here. Nancy Mace spoke on Fox News about this proposed prisoner deal. We will get to that in a moment. There is also... And this is news that apparently is being taken seriously around the world. There's a researcher in Mexico who has just produced some extremely strange and disturbing photographs, and he produced the actual boxes containing the remains of non-human beings about 3 feet tall who were supposed to be aliens who have been identified as living in our world some 700 or maybe 1800 years ago. Real aliens in Mexico? We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA News update. President Biden has written a letter to prominent news outlets urging them to carefully examine his House impeachment inquiry. And that's not sitting well with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
It's really concerning to me that the president, the White House, is telling the press what to say.
McCarthy emphasized the importance of the press objectively investigating Republican claims regarding President Biden. Alaska Congresswoman Mary Peltola's husband Eugene has died in a plane crash. Her office didn't provide further details, only describing it as an accident. A statement from her office expressed devastation and confirmed Peltola's return to Alaska. New COVID-19 boosters are available at local pharmacies. Health experts recommend yearly boosters similar to flu shots tailored for specific seasonal viruses, but there's mixed public response. Half intend to get the annual boosters, while the other half of Americans say they won't. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Look like E.T., but with a little bit less charm. But it's always a great excuse to play John Williams' incomparably great film score. And may John Williams continue to produce incomparably great music as he's been doing into his 90s. Okay, leaving that aside, the headline in CBS News, literally just breaking today, it says researcher shows bodies of purported non-human beings to Mexican Congress at UFO hearing. Okay, a journalist and a researcher on unidentified anomalous phenomenon, UAP, or UFOs as they're better known, presented the remains of purported non-human beings to lawmakers in Mexico yesterday during the country's first public congressional hearing on the topic. Now, we've been having our own congressional hearings on UAPs and UFOs, and there are a number of Air Force officers and others who have spoken about stuff that simply cannot be rationally explained. In any event, this researcher in Mexico is named Jaime Maussan. I don't know how you'd pronounce it in Spanish. But it's M-A-U-S-S-A-N for people who want to look this guy up. He brought two boxes with him containing what he said were the small stuffed bodies of extraterrestrials recovered in Peru in 2017. He said that carbon-14 dating carried out by the National Autonomous University of Mexico, which is a very respected institution, had determined the remains were 700 and 1800 years old. In other words, one was 700 years old and the other 1800 years old. Each of the figures has only three fingers on each hand, and they have elongated heads resembling, at least superficially, the Hollywood-born character E.T. And a screen grab from video live streamed on yesterday's session from a hearing in the Mexican Congress's Chamber of Deputies shows a small figure in a box that was described by journalist and USO researcher Jaime Mausen as non-human. And it was found almost a decade earlier in Peru. This is the first time extraterrestrial life has ever been presented in such a form, and I think there is a clear demonstration that we are dealing with non-human specimens that are not related to any other species in our world. Dr. Mausen, or Mr. Mausen, told the lawmakers, urging them to consider the topic, which he said should not be viewed as a political topic. It is a topic for humanity. What the difference is there, I'm not sure. He said DNA evidence could prove that the specimens were not of this planet, but it wasn't clear if any such tests had yet been carried out. At least one previous claim by Mausen about purported non-human remains discovered in Peru has been debunked, though the specimens he presented Tuesday in Mexico City appeared different to the one he previously spoke about 8 years ago in 2015. The hearing was to debate language on unidentified anomalous phenomena in the Aerial Space Protection Law, which, if approved, would turn Mexico into the first nation to formally acknowledge the presence of alien life ever existing on Earth. This is the report from Reuters. Now, all of this, they apparently had as guests of the Mexican Parliament, they had a number of U.S. Military personnel who had reported the same, not the specific idea of little embalmed and mummified bodies, which is what this is, but Sergio Gutierrez, who is a Mexican lawmaker, said, "We are left with thoughts, with concerns, and with a plan to continue talking about this." Well, I guess. Let's hope that this is the first of several events and that there will be discussions within the legislative on the need or not to make proposals to modify these laws. Look, the whole world is interested in this subject, and of course it seems most likely that it will come out to be, as his previous claims, just not reliable, not true.
It's a lie, you know? It is a big lie!
But we will find out and keep you posted. There's also this from Variety, speaking of extraterrestrial forms of life. Sean Penn says he would have personally and extrajudicially murdered all the 9/11 terrorists if he were president in 2001. Back in Malibu, Penn says he would have responded to 9/11 differently if he had been president. Who's asking about what Sean Penn would have done if he became president? His proposal would not have been approved by Amnesty International. Quote, "I'd have let White House counsel know that they are on vacation," Penn said. "I'm not consulting with them. If I have to go to prison, I'll go, but I'm going to kill them. I'm killing everyone that did this. But only them, and we know where the beep they are." Yeah, they're all dead! I mean, he's talking about the 9/11 terrorists, the 19 people who died, and we know what their names are. Sean in the visual accompanying this piece in Variety looks like, well, he has a lot of, how do you put it? It looks like it's been a rough decade for him, or a rough two decades since September 11th. And the idea that he's speaking about killing terrorists who already died at the time that they conducted their evil terrorism, that's probably not something that adds to the meaning of our celebration of the heroes who died on September 11th, particularly the firefighters. There are hundreds of those, some 300. Meanwhile, Nancy Mace was on Fox News and speaking against the swap for $6 billion in released funds, and then four incarcerated Americans being released from Iran. This is clip 9.
I can think of nothing more un-American than to give the number one state sponsor of terrorism $6 billion, a gift of $6 billion on 9/11. It is tone deaf, it's out of touch, and it's un-American. And not only that, but Iran, their statement on how they're going to get the money and who's going to oversee it is different than what the United States is saying. So what's the truth? And I have more questions than I have answers at this point, but I do know that it's wrong. I think it's one thing to have a prisoner swap, but why add in the gift of $6 billion? Why announce it on 9/11? It's highly offensive.
Okay, and again, it's also very relevant and very much an echo of the Iran-Contra scandal, which almost brought down the Reagan administration. There were people who were talking seriously about trying to impeach President Reagan at that time. And that was about getting American hostages out of Lebanon, American hostages who were to some extent controlled by Iran. And we did get some hostages released, but traded that for weapons, not for released cash money. We will be right back on The Medved Show with more on the impeachment, not of President Reagan, but the planned impeachment of President Biden. We'll get to that coming up on The Medved Show.
He is one of the most important forces we've had on this planet, my friend.
Michael Medved.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show, commentary by the Wall Street Journal, their editorial board. They have a statement about the deal on the imprisoned Americans in Iran who will be released. And yes, they will be traded for five Iranians who are imprisoned here in the United States for various charges. And plus, they will be releasing $6 million. It's complicated because the $6 billion, pardon me, that goes to Seoul and then it goes to Qatar and then somehow it goes to Iran. But the Wall Street Journal writes, we'd feel better about this deal if the Biden administration had negotiated from a position of strength. But the White House has been eager to give the Iranians what they want, such as reviving the failed nuclear deal. The Iranians should have at least come clean about retired FBI agent Robert Levinson, who was abducted in Iran in 2007 and whose body still hasn't been returned, though he is thought to have died in Iranian custody. The worst result is that this ransom, writes the Wall Street Journal, will encourage more hostage-taking. Iran has profited from grabbing these Americans, and the U.S. has given other nations no reason to fear doing the same. Until the U.S. demonstrates that snatching Americans will have significant costs, the world's rogues will keep taking them. And speaking of the world's rogues, there's a little bit more from Vladimir Putin. And the photographs are hilarious, actually. The photographs look like it's an Oscar ceremony almost. And Putin is sitting right in the center of a group of journalists. This is in Vladivostok. And I've never been to Vladivostok. I've spoken to people who have. And it's not one of the glamour spots in the world. I mean, it's at the edge of Siberia. But what it points out, this report is from the New York Times, at his economic forum yesterday, Mr. Putin not only offered the praise for President Trump, which we talked about, but he offered praise for Elon Musk, calling him a talented businessman. When asked about the possibility of private space companies similar to Mr. Musk's SpaceX, a rising in Russia. When it comes to private businesses, Elon Musk, he is, without a doubt, an outstanding person, said Vladimir Putin. One has to admit it, but I think everyone would admit that all around the world about Elon Musk. He is an active, talented businessman. A lot works out for him, including with the support of the American government. That description was reminiscent of the way that Mr. Putin had once described Mr. Trump as brilliant and talented in the early days of the New York real estate mogul's first presidential campaign. The billionaire Elon Musk has also involved himself directly in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, at one point proposing a peace solution on Twitter that drew condemnation for closely echoing Kremlin talking points. Wonderful that Putin, Musk, and Trump, the three musketeers. Meanwhile, Trump is also playing a fairly prominent role in this ongoing impeachment issue. On CNN, Anderson Cooper was speaking to Ken Buck. Ken Buck is a member of the Freedom Caucus. He's one of the most conservative members of the House of Representatives. And he has reported that Trump has been very active personally in pushing the Biden impeachment. Listen, this is from CNN, clip 4.
CNN is reporting that former President Trump spoke today with the House GOP conference chair, Elise Stefanik, about the impeachment strategy. Is he really the one driving this?
I don't know whether he's driving it directly or indirectly. Certainly, as he participates in social media and talks about this on social media, he is driving the activists to call members of Congress and get involved. So whether he called Kevin McCarthy directly or whether he is just sort of getting the troops riled up, I'm not sure which way it happened, but certainly members of Congress are hearing about it.
Hearing about it, Ken Buck spoke further to Anderson Cooper about Kevin McCarthy's job as Speaker and its future.
Do you think McCarthy survives this as Speaker?
I think Kevin McCarthy survives for several reasons. The main one being nobody else wants to be Speaker in this place. But I do think
that's not a great job description there.
No, it's not. I guarantee you won't see Speaker Buck in the same sentence. But I do think that he survives this. It's important that we make sure we get funding for the next year. And Kevin McCarthy is the only person that most Republicans are going to support in that process.
Meanwhile, as far as that process is concerned, the Wall Street Journal writes that opening an inquiry isn't a vote to impeach. That's a crucial distinction. Formally opening an inquiry puts more legal force behind House subpoenas to investigate the president's role in promoting the Biden family's business connections to shady foreign firms. Three committees have been investigating these ties, and they've turned up evidence of influence peddling and Mr. Biden's dissembling about his role going back to the 2020 campaign. This has been a public service exposing how Hunter Biden, the president's son, used Joe Biden's name and position when he was vice president to attract foreign business partners. Former Hunter partner Devin Archer has referred to this as the Biden brand. It won't be an easy vote for many members when they talk about impeachment, even if this is only an inquiry. The press is already calling this a drive to impeach, and the history of these investigations is that they gain an inevitable momentum that makes an actual impeachment vote likely. In other words, once they take a vote and they authorize this inquiry, then they will go to a direct committee hearings concerning impeachment itself. For now, the GOP hasn't even written a formal resolution of inquiry with specific charges. The 18 House Republicans in districts that were won by Joe Biden in 2020 will be especially cross-pressured. The risk for the House GOP is if voters in these swing districts conclude that impeachment is merely one more exercise in partisan score settling. That's what voters concluded about Nancy Pelosi's first impeachment, and the Senate easily acquitted Mr. Trump. These swing districts will determine who holds the majority in 2024, and not the safe GOP seats of Marjorie Taylor Greene or Bob Good or Matt Gaetz. Short of proof that Mr. Biden personally received checks from foreigners, there's no chance the Senate could convict the president, even if the House impeaches him. Meantime, Democrats will argue that Republicans are focusing on impeachment rather than on policies that will make life better for voters. That message will be reinforced if House Republicans fall into the trap of taking responsibility for shutting down the government 2 weeks from now. On their present course, that is what the Freedom Caucus faction of the House GOP seems determined to do. Congress is in danger of turning the serious sanction of impeachment into the new censure, a statement of rebuke rather than a threat of removal. Republicans will need evidence of genuine corruption by Mr. Biden if they want to convince a majority of Americans that he should be removed from office with an election coming in 2024. The reason that this is worse, the impeachment idea, than the indictments of President Trump, and the indictments of President Trump have not worked for Democrats. It has not destroyed President Trump's popularity. It's largely enhanced it. And if they proceed to trying to impeach Joe Biden, it's likely it'll have the same impact. And I'll tell you why. Because there will be, at some point before the election, if they proceed with impeachment proceedings, they will go to a Senate trial before the elections, and Mr. Biden will be acquitted. There is no chance, zero chance, that President Biden will be impeached and then go on trial in the Senate and be removed from office. And by the way, banned from ever running for office again. But come on, he's 80 years old. He's not going to run for office again. I know you say, well, he's doing it now. Meanwhile, we will be talking to wealthy politicians and draining the swamp. Speaking to Matt Lewis, who has written a book with a great title. It's called Filthy Rich Politicians, The Swamp Creatures, Latte Liberals, and Ruling Class Elites Cashing in on America, that is, on this greatest nation in God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today, with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.